B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
My next point is, I think Doug's a great head. I'll take that back. I think Doug is a really good head coach, but he doesn't have one good strength, like you said. Look, you have geniuses that know everything about the universe. Stephen Hawking, who's passed away, right?
Yeah.
But he might not be able to teach you or me anything about the stars. But you have exceptional professors in college that can teach you.
Listen, I think he's a great leader and a great players play for him. Like, all that said, I do. I think he's terrific. But, like, I mean, if you're asking me who I would want or who I think I would rank them without my own kind of bias coloring them, Frank Reich left, right? And Doug stumbled.
But no question, I agree with you.
I don't know how to judge that stuff. And I'm trying to look at it fairly. Like, you know, Gruden's accomplished. He's on a second tour now, and he took over a rebuild. But like Bruce Arians has been doing a long time. He's won a lot of games. He was an offensive coordinator forever. These guys are veteran guys.
I agree, but they still haven't done what there's one thing they haven't done that Doug did already. And Doug has never had his starting quarterback in the playoffs. Really, he's won in the playoffs 3 years in a row and won games two out of those 3 years without a starting quarterback. And won a Super Bowl without a starting quarterback. The other coaches have, though. The other coaches have gotten to the playoffs.
That doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm judging. Yeah, is he better than Dan Quinn? Yeah, I have Doug ahead of Dan Quinn. I don't have Doug. It's not like I'm telling you I don't have Doug high. I mean, I have him as a top third.
He's second half.
I have him. I'll tell you exactly where I have him. I got him like right around 10, 11.
All right. Well, okay. Look, so we're arguing over four spots, basically.
Well,
I would argue,
you know,
he can bump up a little bit.
He can't bump up more than now. I don't know what he does well, other than I gave you what he does well.
Leader, right. Exactly.
And
like I said,
and that's it. What does he do as an offensive guy? He's a play caller. He's an offensive coordinator. What does he do well?
Listen, a good example is Tomlinson. I know he's a defensive coach and he helps out, but he just sits there, folds his arms, and gets the team ready all week to play Sunday or Saturday.
Right. Tomlin does that, but Mike Tomlin doesn't have his head buried in the chart.
Yeah, well, you got the blind spot. You got a little blind spot.
What do you mean blind spot?
You got a little Doug blind spot.
I don't think so. I think you are our goggle guy. All right, bro, I got to run, man. I love you. See you, Nikki. But listen, it had nothing to do with, you know, I like Doug a lot, but I mean, I'm being real to what I think. And how I look at it. And I don't look at it like goggles when it comes to coaches. I take the Eagle goggles off. And having him as a top third this early in his career is an accomplishment. I put a little bit more stock into longevity and accomplishment from a long-term perspective. So I weight my decisions into more of guys that have been around longer and have done it. Like, I can't in good conscience put Doug over Gruden. I won't do it. I'm struggling with McCarthy. I have him ahead of McCarthy, but I think that's a toss-up.
I don't, but I'm not a McCarthy guy. I think he won strictly because of Rodgers, and I think Rodgers never won strictly because of the organization McCarthy.
And maybe you're right, and that's why I have Doug ahead of him. But I struggle to put Doug ahead of him. Now, we'll see in Dallas now.
You know, it's going to be interesting. We had a caller yesterday saying he has Doug up with Ron Rivera. It's going to be interesting to see how Rivera handles
Rivera
Washington.
And Doug. Now, I'm a huge McDermott fan.
Yes.
And he went to like the ultimate bottom, right? Like, you want to talk about the bottom.
Right.
He goes to Buffalo, and the job that he's done his first 3 years, pretty damn special.
Yeah, playoff team now.
He's been in the playoffs two of his three years in that division with the Patriots, with that team that he took over. Slop of all slop teams. He's off to a great start.
Yeah, with a quarterback who's really hit or miss.
I mean, the defense that he came in and built.
Yeah, he started with Tyrod Taylor, right? That was his first quarterback. Now he's got Josh Allen.
Sean's done a hell of a job. I mean, a hell of a job. Yeah, I mean, it's 11:03 and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Like, I have Doug ahead. Like, the guys that are about to pop, like, I mean, I think Sean's tremendous. Dude, Vrabel's a great coach, too.
Yes, he is. And he's talk about a player's coach.
I love Vrabel. And you know how I feel about Rhule. I'll tell you right now, like, I would take Rhule, but that's just me. I know the guy well. So I think Rhule is going to be a tremendous coach. Tremendous. I like Kingsbury, believe it or not.
I do too. I'm interested to see how Kingsbury does in years two and three. Because remember, Sean McVay was crowned Lombardi Jr. after 1 year.
Right.
And he's been figured out.
I have Doug ahead of McVay.
Yes. Well, remember, I crowned McVay. It's Sean Peterson, because Doug Peterson's his father.
Right.
Doug owns
him. Right, that's right. I have Doug ahead of him.
So I'm interested to see if Kingsbury can continue to sort of change the way the playbook is handled, because McVay's been, I'm not saying McVay's totally figured out, but last year, not good, and the Super Bowl the previous year, I mean, Bill Belichick just totally exposed him.
Yeah.
He scored, what, 6 points?
Yeah. Now, again, I don't know how much golf has hurt him.
Yes.
But, you know. Hey, it is what it is. So I agree with you. That's why I have Doug ahead of McVay. I think McVay's bright, but I agree with you that he got way too much.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he was crowned the greatest coach of all time.
No, I agree with that.
Because he remembered a play from, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Remember that? Oh, my God, Sean McVay's an incredible genius mind. Yeah, how about you look forward to, you know, making the correct play call instead of looking in the past at play calls?
Dude, you know who's a good coach? Won a hell of a lot of games. That Mike Zimmer.
Yes.
Hell of a coach. He's a defensive coach.
Yeah, and the weird thing is that with DeFilippo, that whole, like, I want to run the ball more.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just running the ball more. He wanted to almost run the ball more than throwing the ball.
Yeah.
And you just paid Kirk Cousins $80 million guaranteed. Yeah. And I get it, Kirk Cousins is Kirk Cousins, but he can sometimes put up some numbers. And you had Diggs and Thielen and Rudolph and all those guys. And Dalvin Cook can play out of the backfield, too. Like, right? He can catch the ball out of the backfield. So that's my one, like, slight towards Zimmer is that's not the NFL anymore, Mike. Like, you got to...
I mean, won a lot of games, though.
Yeah.
Look at Vrabel. Can't say it's not the game. I mean, that's what Vrabel
Right.
Does.
You're right. It also helps to have Mariota and then Tannehill, guys that you don't really trust that much to throw the ball. And you had Derrick Henry, who is a great running back.
Cousins is the guy, you know. Cousins is a guy that... I think Zimmer's right. Like, you don't want the game in his hands. If you could take the ball out and just give him...
Like 25 targets,
exactly.
Throws.
Give him good play action, clean pocket. Like, give him a clean pocket, he'll make a throw for you. But to do that, you got to establish a run.
And they can with Cook.
Well, that's my point. That's why I think he's right. Now, I'm a big Shanahan fan. Now, I know he blew the Super Bowl.
Twice.
When he was the OC. He didn't blow that Super Bowl.
Twice.
Come on. He blew the Super Bowl and when he was in Atlanta. That, without a doubt. And the Chiefs won that Super Bowl. Come on, bro.
Yeah, they did. He helped them out a little bit.
Come on, man. Nah, stop. Come on.
another guy who I'll be interested to see how he handles years 3 and 4. Because year one was, they lost Garoppolo, so they basically tanked and they got, great draft picks, and that worked out perfectly for them. I wonder how because my biggest thing is, all right, 49ers are such a dominant defensive team that they can score 17 points and win the game. So if they're scoring only 17, is he such a genius offensive mind? Like, are they going to be a team that also is like a team that scores 30 points a week?
Yeah,
and I think Garoppolo kind of holds them back. So I'm giving Shanahan the benefit of the doubt there.
Yeah,
I like Shanahan more than I like Garoppolo.
I mean, Shanahan's a great mind, dude, and he's got great run concepts. Did you see? I mean, the stuff that he was calling this year.
Yeah, and he had great running backs he could do anything with.
And he even he had three good running backs, right? But it was more their principles. And it was more the play design. I mean, dude, his play design's spectacular.
Right. Now, I want to see it even though this is his third year, it's his second year with his offense with Garoppolo, because Garoppolo went down early year one. So I wonder what it's going to look like this year.
But even like what he did with Atlanta's offense, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think he may, other than Julio, I think he helped make all those guys, including Matt. I mean, Matt is a good quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think he's that, he's a good quarterback.
He is. He's a good quarterback. Like, he's had a terrific career.
Yes.
Right? And I think he's a good quarterback, but I don't think, I think Shanahan helped all those guys out. All those dudes. All right, let's get to our first highlight. Name that guy.
And the lead rush just throws it up, and it's intercepted. Picked up by Rodney McLeod for Philadelphia.
Wow, that's a good one, man.
My boy, Rodney.
That's it. You love some Rod.
2-year deal, man.
He's a good dude.
Yes, he is.
I root for him, man. He's a good guy. I do. I root for the guy. I agree. Let's go to Frankie. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frank!
Good morning, Mo.
Good morning, Bo. Oh, I forgot to give you... Yes.
Yeah. Judas, yeah. My man. So, listen.
What up?
I'm going to get it. Crack me up every day. I'm going to the bar, get another IPA. You guys want anything?
Yes! Bring us back around, Frankie.
Guinness. When we meet down the road, I want to talk about the starting five again. I have another. Anyway, I got so much information in my head. I have something else to noodle for Barstool.
Okay.
Greater athlete. Bo, Dion, or MJ. Just something. That's down the road.
All right.
I think if Doug would utilize his quarterback correctly, he may crack the top 10, but, his RPO ad nauseum, it's a little nuts. So I was on yesterday, and, you ran out of time, but I was sitting on this rant regarding injustices to Carson. So if you give me like a minute, and then we'll chit-chat on the back end.
Go ahead, man. I'm always down for a rant. Sure.
So if this keeps up the way it's going, it'll make us a dynamic 30 for 30. But in the interim, this poor kid, is the Eagles organization guilty of committing war crimes against their franchise quarterback? Or how about, did they divvy out Maloits in the Dakotas? Did his family have a black cat as a pet? Was he born under a bad sign, Anthony? Was Carson forced to fight Cobra Kai on one leg? That's how we deny him 3 times or more. Dougie P, is he punches plowing, for God's sake? You know what? Boys, I believe in this kid. Despite all the odds he'll move that boulder that represents arrogance, smartest guy in the room syndrome, irresponsibility, malfeasance. And he will rise. We're behind him. Ginger will rise. I've never been. All right, that was the end of it. But
that was very good. I love how you had, like I do, Andrew, that pained call out to the tunis.
My veins were popping in my head, and I forgot your name. That's all I was to have to say.
It's great. All right, I got to give you salutation. You ready? Here's the game.
Can I just say something real quick?
Yeah.
So I've been a 4-for-4 since the late 60s. I thought about this a lot, okay? Uh-huh. I have never been behind a local athlete as much as this guy, this kid, because, you know, he's holding 4 aces. They got 5 aces. I mean, the odds are stacked against them, and he just keeps persevering. So, God bless
him. All right, real quick. Slim versus Slick.
What are the seeds?
It's 8, what 9. Do you have? 8 is the seed. 9 is Slick.
I love Slick.
Yep. Slick. Is Slick. That it?
Yeah.
Slick it is. Andrew, you like Slick?
Yes, I'm in on Slick.
I'm in on Slick, too. All right. We'll come back. More of your calls. The rest of the Name That Game. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's talk Bagster, the Bagster, 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 Bag. It's a great place. A genius move, the Bagster Bag. It's a dumpster in a bag. It's sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores everywhere. So here's the deal. You clean out the garage. You clean out the attic, the basement. You're doing some remodeling at your house. Something. You need to get rid of all the material, the waste. You just clean up, right? You go get the bags to bag. It holds 3,300 pounds of waste. It holds not just 3,300 pounds of waste, but it's a 3-cubic yard, basically a metal dumpster without the unsightliness. And it's on demand. It's a genius idea. You just buy it, set it up, boom, you fill it, you call Waste Management, gone. They come get it. Beautiful. It's Anthony Gargano. It's time to clean it up this spring with the Bagster. Dumpster. In the back.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Welcome back. 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Man, it's been fun all over the place with some good barroom chat. The NBA thing is the greatest, dude. Why do we love that so much?
Yeah, you asked at the end of the show yesterday. I think it's just because it's 5, right? So it's so much easier to debate, and it's single positions, right? Like quarterbacks, I don't know. There's some franchises where you can compare whether they were just never really that elite, or it's like, all right, you have 2 really good quarterbacks and you're trying to debate the 2. But like, I don't know, basketball, it's 5 and it's singular positions. And like when you say Embiid at the 4, I go, all right, well, can you consider Embiid a 4? And is he a better 4 than Barkley?
Yeah, like listen, I think it should be a realistic. If he can play the 4, then I think you should, you know, would it be a real on the floor? And I think it's real on the floor that he could play next to Wilt.
No? Yeah, because he can step out and shoot it.
Right.
And then Simmons is playing on the block on offense.
I mean,
the only thing is, are you winning with Embiid stepping out and Simmons on the block? I mean, well, you are now.
Yeah, right. Well, interestingly, I don't think he's wrong. VG on the text board says, what if you went, are you ready for this? and I think he's right. He says, you go Ben at the one, Tony at the two. No AI.
Yeah, but then that's kind of sacrilegious, in my opinion.
Could you stomach that?
No. I can't, because Iverson's this, you know, if not the first, the second best player in the history of the franchise.
What? Well, he was not better than Doc.
All right, third. Behind Will and Doc.
But Barkley?
That's good. Man, this is it. Now here's another debate. Where does Iverson rank in the Sixers franchise alone?
He's so difficult to rank because he's of his uniqueness.
Yeah. Well, they all had different talents, I guess. I know. I don't know. I can't keep Iverson off a starting five. Maybe that's my own personal bias.
No, look at it from a basketball standpoint, like trying to win a game. Right? Like, if you're trying to win a game, you know, again, Simmons on a great team where he doesn't have to shoot and just push the ball and pass.
And you have the championship pedigree in Tony Irving and Chamberlain.
Right. And then they could all finish. Right?
I don't know. I don't know if I can keep Iverson off. We have a poll up regarding this.
Oh, really?
And you want to hear it?
What is it? How did you phrase it?
Well, I put out the starting fives, the ESPN starting five and the Anthony Gargano starting five, and which team would win.
All right.
So, poll day brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinEcans.com. So the ESPN 5 was Iverson, Greer, Irving, Barkley, and Chamberlain. The Anthony L. Gargano 5 was Simmons, Iverson, Irving, Embiid, and Chamberlain. 60% go with ESPN's 5 to win. You have 40% of the vote. Still pretty close.
Well, I don't know about Greer, I guess. Like, I don't like that poll. We were just talking about... It was more like I didn't make it an official like statement like we were talking about. I don't know, because I didn't see Hal Greer. It's what you can't, like, I can't defend myself on that poll on Twitter. You follow?
Yeah, it's fine though.
Like, I don't know. Like, you know, again, I as a sportsman, I don't think it's a great poll. Just saying. You know how I feel. You know, I give you all kinds of props. Just in this poll, I think you jumped the gun. Only a lot of poll-worthy stuff going on, brother. Let's go to Charles. I can hear what's in your head. Just shut up. Charles, you're on 97.
This is unbelievable.
Hey, good morning, cuz. Good morning, Sal.
Hey, what's up, Charles?
I was just going over with your Sixers. I got a Sixers starting five that'll sound a little different from everybody's.
What do you got?
Got Will at the center.
Right.
Matteo at the power forward. Barkley at the small forward. Shooting guard would be Allen Iverson, because you put him back in his natural position, and you have Mo Cheeks at the point.
Wait. One more time. You got Cheeks?
Cheeks at the point.
Right. Who you got? Cheeks and who else?
Iverson at the shooting guard, his natural position.
Iverson the two, right?
You have Barkley the small forward.
And you have Mutombo?
Mutombo the power forward, and you have Wolf at the center.
Why would you want Mutombo?
Because of his blocking ability, you figure you got.
Why would you want Embiid? Embiid is a better player than Mutombo.
You're right, but here's the thing: Mutombo never went out to try to shoot threes. He would stay down because he had pizza boy hands.
He could barely catch the basketball. He had no offensive game.
But his defensive prowess allowed him to be as great as he was because you figure him and Wilt down low, they block his shots.
I know what you're trying to say. Honestly, I get what you're trying to do, but Embiid's better player. Like, Embiid's a better player now. So, and yeah. You have all the you want defense. Embiid will give you defense. And yeah, here's the other problem, is that if someone gives you a stretch four, you can't guard him.
That's where Barkley will come.
No, but Barkley's, and you got Barkley to mismatch guarding threes. I don't like your squad. I love you. I don't like your squad.
All right, and also, when you said about Boston in the up last hour,
yes,
you said
yes.
You needed a guard. You said you needed a guard to pair with Kuzi.
Well, no, instead of Kuzi.
Yeah, well, you forgot about JoJo White.
Okay.
ML Carter and Danny Ainge.
Yeah, but they're not all-timers.
Yeah, but during their championship runs, Danny Ainge and ML Carr was prominent in those games.
You're right. You're right, Charles. Without a doubt, they were definitely prominent in that game. You know what I mean? If you're not like all-timers, is my only point.
Yeah, but then again, I understand how you feel because I, like you, when we were younger, we were diehard Sixers fans. And one of the things we did was when it came to Boston, no matter who you had on the squad, you hated them. So yes. I understand that part.
Hate.
I'm talking about hate with flaming, with flames coming from it. Hate.
Amen, brother. Amen. That's what I'm talking about, Charles.
Yeah.
All right, Charles, let me give you a salutation game. You ready?
Go ahead.
I'm going to give you homie versus old head. Homie the 3 seed against old head the 14 seed.
I would take homie because, one, by me being 61, I can't stand a young kid call me old head. I agree.
That's great. I love it. Homie it is, Charles. You're the man, buddy. That's cool.
I agree with him.
What, homie? Yeah.
And old head would be so disrespectful.
Nah, but it's meant in an adoring way.
Well, it depends. You have to know who you're talking to, I guess.
It's supposed to be out of reverence. My old head is a term of reference, a reverence.
I have called, so I play in a Sunday baseball league when there's no pandemic going on, and I'm one of the younger players. Well, I used to be one of the younger players, but I'm one of the younger players in the league. And the guys are in their 30s. I'll call them old head, but it's like, all right, that's 20, 25, or 26 on 32. But if I go up to a 60-year-old, as our caller just said, and I call him an old head, I deserve a smack upside my head.
My old head is different. That's my old head. Do you know that? Like, if I say, I don't know, Steve Martorano, that's my old head.
Yeah, because he's your guy.
Right. I mean, that's a compliment.
It depends. I guess it all depends on who you're talking to.
It's a term of reverence. If I go out and go, I don't know, some dude I don't know.
Right.
What's up, old head? Like, now you might be right. But you're not doing it unless, like, to me, term of reverence.
Yeah.
But
homie still wins, yeah.
Homie wins. Homie, without a doubt, wins. That's the best how we break this down. let's go to Mike. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
You guys are right. You definitely have to put the my in front of the old head in order for it to be okay.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Like I go, that's my old head. Like you go. Oh, it's cool. Like, that's a show of reverence.
Right. Just, yeah, if you just walk up, so what's up, old head? Like, no, that's not okay.
That's great.
Oh, I love it. So, yeah, Cuz, I think you're a little bit too hard on Dougie P with the whole X's and O's thing, or the lack of X's and O's, because I think one man's trash is another man's treasure. And with me being a Cowboys fan, I've had to look at this from a perspective of having Jason Garrett. And I'm pretty certain that Jerry took a lot into consideration when he decided to let Garrett go, because this man had to watch Doug Peterson win a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. He's watched last year, he watched them get to the playoffs with basically a band of misfits, you know.
You're right,
And I don't think it was all motivation. I think the X's and O's that Doug, you know, that he implemented was a bit underrated. Like, people gave Wentz a lot of credit for, you know, throwing for 4,000 yards with no 500-yard receiver. But if you look at it, like, they incorporated a totally different game plan as these players started to fall by, you know, would go down with injuries. Yeah, like, they started going to a short game, running a lot of screens and flares and creative ways to get tight ends the ball. And like I said,
I don't like their off. I mean, I have to be real with you. Like, I'm not in love with their offense. And quite frankly, he didn't know that there were certain guys that were better, like Ward and Boston Scott, that should have been playing earlier.
That's true. But I think.
And how come the tight ends aren't going down the field?
Well, I think they run up the seam quite a bit. I think they do
a lot of in-cuts, man.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, Howie Roseman hasn't done them the best job. Yeah, they got some good players. They hit on a couple of calls.
Doug's in on that, too. Not just Howie. Howie's the one who built – first of all, Howie's the one who got Carson. And Howie's the one who built the lines, right? Like, he built
– Yeah, he did that.
They won the Super Bowl because they had a great defensive line and a great offensive line.
Right. Absolutely. You went up front. Yeah. So they did. They definitely got that part right. But I think from my perspective, I think the difference between Dak and Wentz is Dak has had somewhat of a better supporting cast when it comes to line. Like, the lines are sort of a push, but I think from a receiver perspective and even running back, I think Dak has had a better supporting cast. But on the flip side, Wentz has had much better coaching. Much better. So I think that's a big difference. I don't know. I just overall, I think
that's interesting. It's a great argument. And again, I have him on my list. You know, it's not like I have him I have him in the top third, right around 10 or so. I mean, I don't think that's, I think that's showing him respect.
Yeah, I don't think 10 is bad. I just know that. I know that when I sit off to the side and I'm watching Eagles games,
you got to deal with Jason Garrett, who was one of the worst coaches.
Yeah, he's wasted careers. If you go back, you look at Romo and Witten and Marvin Murray and Dez, like all these great players just wasted their careers. So,
totally. Let me give you a citation. You ready?
All right.
I'm going to give you a classic matchup, the 8-9 matchup.
Okay.
G versus OG.
I'm going with OG. I think G is a little bit, you know, it's crossing the line a little bit. You know, you're getting into the hardcore stuff. I think OG is a bit more mainstream.
I love your breakdown, man. That's a great breakdown. Thank you, Mike. That's a good call, man. Appreciate it. That's a good breakdown by Mike right there.
I just feel like G is used more often, though.
OG is? I think he's right. I go with Mike. I got him on Team Mike. I like his breakdown.
That might be the first poll.
What, G versus OG?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like G's used more often.
Man. You can't go after OG. Come on, Junis. I got to tell you, I'm disappointed in you.
I think G's more often. What's up, G?
OG. Come on, OG. OG rules.
Talk about a toss-up. This is one of them.
OG rules, man. You think that's a toss-up? Yeah. I think it's close. How about that? All right, give me that second highlight.
Clement in the backfield already has two touchdowns today. Clement fights into the end zone. Number three for the rookie Corey Clement.
Wow, number three for Corey Clement. Check that out. Tremendous. I think I know. Do you know? 215-263-0975 is your contest line. 215-263-0975.
Gosh, it went great.
You win. You get it right. Primo gift card on the line. Tuna's going to Classic. Clement.
Because I can.
Love it. We think, Judas, who we got?
No one right now. I think people are thinking.
It's open?
People are thinking right now. 215-263-0975.
Oh, my God. I'm shocked that nobody knows this. You're going to play it again? The second highlight? I'm stunned.
Coming into the backfield. Already has two touchdowns today. To the end zone. Number three for the rookie Corey Clement.
All right. Hopefully that helped. Let's get to Bob. Bob, you got a guess?
Yeah, my guess is November 5th, 2017 against the Broncos.
Yay! I got to tell you. Now, here you go, my brother. Now, you didn't look that up, right?
No, I was actually at that game. It was amazing. I remember going into it, the Broncos had a good defense, and, you know, they were heckling, saying, oh, they haven't played anybody with this kind of defense, and we just ran on them.
Ran on them. Trucked them. 50 burger that day, brother. That was awesome. Ah, great call by you. You're the winner. You enjoy lunch on us. The great Primo Hoagies, you got the gift card, and come on and enjoy your Primo Hoagies. Go to PrimoHoagies.com, not just a hoagie. It's a Primo, and they're open. Curbside, you got your Primos. All right, Tunis, let's take a quick respite. We got a couple open lines, so it's a good time to get in. 610-632-0975. The playback coming up at 12:20. We're going over the all-time lineups, where the Sixers are. Who is the best Sixer lineup? I want to look at it as a player. Like, if you're playing a game, like a real game, like you're building a game, a lineup to actually play the game, who's their best lineup to play? And, of course, we're doing the Doug rank, a lot of rankings and compare and contrast stuff. Good stuff today. Good barroom stuff. 610-632-0975 again is how you reach us. Let's talk about DraftKings, shall we? Because you got the big matchup. Yeah. Big matchup coming up. You got Brady and you got Manning Goat v. Goat. You got Woods. You got Mickelson Legends. And they face off together. It's the match, and it's this weekend. You want to check it out. The match is here. And if you DraftKings, all kinds of fun stuff. New user, get up to $1,000 in free bets. And if you actually doing a fun thing, if you want to live bet it, if you bet 20 on the match, they're going to give you a $20 live bet. So check that out as well. All kinds of great stuff from DraftKings. Just go to DraftKings.com. Use promo code Fanatic, and you get to sign up, get all your goodies. If golf isn't your thing, they got a new mobile casino, blackjack, roulette, all kinds of table games, slots, you name it. And don't forget, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code Fanatic when you sign up for a limited time. You get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code Fanatic only at DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Got to be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino and Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, don't forget the playback coming up. You don't want to miss that. Playback's always a blast on the program. And that's coming straight up at 12:20. We go to game three. Sixers, Lakers. And the series moves to the Forum in Los Angeles. Did you really put a poll up for GOG?
No, I did not.
All right, good. In case you missed it today, OG beat G in the salutations. Homie beat Old Head in the salutations. Slick beat Slim. You want a game? I'll give you a game.
Yeah, I'm in.
Here you go. Friend versus
Kujin. I mean, come on. I'm going friend.
You going friend?
I literally have never heard that other term until we started doing this.
Kujin?
I, not once.
You never heard Kujin? Oh, Kujin.
No. I'm
you
sorry.
You never heard Kujin?
No.
Ah, you're a disgrace. How could you never hear Kujin?
I don't know. I don't think anyone born after 93 ever said that.
No, you're wrong. Wow.
I not, never. So, I go friend.
Friend. Friend's horrible. Hello, friend. Yo, friend.
What's up, friend?
That's terrible. How could you possibly go friend? I'm putting it up for auto poll callers. Not Twitter. Caller.
I don't even know how to spell Kujin.
Dude, friend? Friends, you call people friend. Hello, friend.
No,
hello,
I friend. Don't, but I've at least heard that word.
Friend.
Or that term.
Palooka, friend. Come on. You got, all right. I need the first to five, the first to three, okay? First three callers.
Nah, don't text your three buddies to call in.
I'm not. Say I don't it. Do that, dude. I don't do that. Give me a break.
I know.
Friend versus Kujin. What's the salutation that should move on? First one who gets three votes, we'll move on in the contest.
Okay.
Salutations. 610-6209.
I just found out how to spell it looking at your text of the bracket. I didn't know how to spell it.
Yeah, dude. Jeez. Terrible.
Hold on, that's terrible. I'm telling you. When's the last time you've
horrible.
When's the last time you've heard it?
I hear it all the time.
From who?
Mr. Tony. Mr. Tony uses Kujin. What's up, Kujin? Like the Vinnie Bones uses Kujin. You know, Kujin's I hear Kujin. Now, maybe it's too ethnic. You know? I mean, maybe that's possible. That's possible. Is it too ethnic?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.